Aircheckdownloads.com.
Ricky Lee Jones, Chuck E's in Love at Hot 70s. It's Thursday, 26th of March. On the way soon, one of the great songs from Paul McCartney and Wings, and also that floor filler from Sheila and B Devotion crafted by the Chic Boys. So look, a word of advice this morning. Before you fire off a message full of emojis, you might want to think twice about that, because apparently emojis are annoying many of us, and there are particular emojis you should avoid. According to this research, the one that annoys most of us when we receive it in a message is the thumbs up. People say quite often it can be seen as passive-aggressive. I don't get that. I mean, I tell you when I do get it, what I do get. Annoyance that the person couldn't be bothered just to say yes or okay even. And the other one, which apparently some people just get a little bit offended by, is the aubergine. Well, I wonder why. Of course, if you're sending out a message or you already have this morning with an aubergine and the thumbs up, you might really be sending the wrong message. On the way next, it's Curtis Mayfield.
Carlos
at breakfast.
Hot 70s.
Almost 27 minutes past 7. Sheila and B Devotion at Hot 70s. One of the biggest floor fillers of the decade. They're spacer. So if you want to, maybe get into shape so that your summer stuff from last year still fits this year. That's never happened for me. Or maybe you're not keen on having those jabs. There could be a new friend in your diet to help you with your weight loss. I'll tell you about it in the next few minutes.
When you were young and your heart...
Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way. It's Hot 70s breakfast for Thursday morning. Got the update on the Thursday morning commute in just a moment. We'll look at the weather too. And before 8 o'clock, Detroit Spinners with one of those great Stevie Wonder songs and that big hit from M about to play. Maybe you've heard all the bad press about hummus, but maybe you're missing a trick. We've been told that we should reconsider hummus as our lunchtime snack, maybe, or, you know, realize how versatile it is, because it's packed full of healthy fats, which keep you fuller for longer, and the fiber's important for the gut health, too. So it could be really good to help you lose some weight if you're trying to get in shape for the summer. So it's hummus with everything now. Yes, at lunchtime, with some crackers, and then with a salad later tonight. We'll see if it has any impact on my strange body. We'll do that travel update next.
AirCheckDownloads.com.